my friends. I hope you are well. As you can see, I'm starting to unlock a little bit of, or a little bit more creativity as the seasons start to change. I've always been a big fan of leaning into the seasons and almost giving into them. There's a natural feeling, there's a natural body clock that seems to exist in regards to the seasons. And there's definitely an element of we can be programmed for it. But I think there's definitely an element of giving into your natural body cycle when it comes to the seasons. We're just coming into the brighter months now here in Scotland, and that comes with a little bit of opportunity, a little bit of hope. These feelings of the start of something. And I kind of felt it last summer as well. And if you are a creative person, maybe you're feeling the same. If you're not, or maybe you've never explored your own creativity in that sense before, I wonder what your seasons are. Do you tend to hibernate away in the dark months and manage to get all your creative work done then? Anyway, this is all an opportunity. This is all an opportunity for us to dig deeper into what we care about. An important factor when leaning in or giving in to a sense of something is finding time for it. You could take a whole year off work with a plan to do all these wonderful things that you've always wanted to do, but if you actually don't put time aside to go to that place or do that project, you're never going to do it anyway. There's an art in discipline. Not that we need to be rigid and robotic, but there's an art in when, even when the moment doesn't feel like it's striking, or even when it feels like it's not the right time or you're not in the mood, the best thing you can do is just get started. Just do it, just lean into it. It's the classic idea of going for a run, especially when you haven't been for a run for a wee while. Just putting on your trainers and your sports clothes is the biggest factor. It's not about planning how far or how fast the route. It's just about getting your shoes on. I almost shared a voice note yesterday. And as boring as it sounds, it was about the weather. Where I live is quite wet. It rains frequently. And it got me thinking about the connotations that exist with positive and negative things. And our perception, what we're brought up to believe as being positive things in our life and negative things in our life. Now, let's use the rain. Let's use the rain as this example, because rain is wet, it's grey, it's miserable, it's cold. Yet, everything in the world, nature-wise, requires rain to grow. It requires this element in order to flourish. We feel like we need to escape a lot of our life, whether that's run away to a hot country where it's just sun all the time, or maybe in other aspects of our life where we need to quit our job and move to a different country, or start over with our entire life. But there's a lesson here that serves us through the rain. Some of the most beautiful things in nature grow because of the rain. You, if you're going to be the most beautiful version of yourself, are going to need some of these things you perceive as negative in order to grow. The obvious example here is pain, is setbacks, is failure, is or are things that you don't like. Yet, look back at all of the things in your life so far that you've not wanted to do, you've not liked, in a apprehensive kind of way. Especially when it's you making the decision. Sometimes it'll be your boss, sometimes it'll be your parents. But ultimately, at the end of the day, you have to choose to put yourself through it. And you always will come out the other side, not completely unscathed, but you'll be a better person. There's such a lesson in adversity when we come out the other side of it. And also the lesson it teaches us when we're putting ourselves into it. It's not to prove ourselves to anybody. It's ultimately to prove ourselves to ourselves. But I guess the overarching lesson here is that idealism doesn't teach us anything. Idealism doesn't bring us fulfillment, doesn't bring us meaning. Idealism are or is fleeting moments in our life where we can look back on and be grateful for, and or yet these things that are fleeting or these moments of joy from this perspective are the things that only come from the rain being present in our lives. The challenges, the pain, the setbacks. We don't experience the level of self-respect, self-love, if we don't put ourselves through the ringer sometimes. I think it's almost like playing the romance game, where some people will never open themselves up to love for the risk of being hurt, but those that do that never experience the true joy that love can bring. I guess there's something in that with the relationship in ourselves, or with ourselves as well. If we don't open ourselves up to love ourselves, we'll never experience the elation, nor the lows that we are capable of, or capable of demonstrating. I would argue the case for playing with this risk where it's a full versus an empty life. You have a full life from being loved and having your heart broken. You live an empty life when there's nothing in it. There's no skin in the game. There's nothing to play for. And you'll be thinking of something right now that relates to yourself and your own life, but it can apply to so many things in life, these lessons. And there is an art to it. There's an art to being able to deal with that. Some of my morning journaling today was about this unshakability of when everything on the outside is happening and trying to throw you off course, that when you have such a solid relationship with yourself, inner peace, inner self, however you want to think about it, inner work, when you have that solidified, then you'll always be all right. You can trust yourself with the setbacks. You can trust yourself that you're good enough when things are going well. You've got the experience. You've put yourself in the situations that are difficult so that when push comes to shove, you can trust yourself. You can trust your values. You can trust your beliefs to be able to serve you in the moments that you need them. I'm going to finish there, guys. I'm trying to think of a theme for today. Definitely something to do with the balance of pain and joy, the full versus the empty life, and elements of trusting yourself. Never feel like you always have to put yourself in the difficult situations. Do the ones that feel right. Do the ones that you know are going to serve you well. Don't do it for the sake of it. And also, when the time comes around to let yourself have fun, to let yourself experience joy, don't turn it down. Don't think that you're not good enough. Don't think that you don't deserve what it brings. Because opportunities come and go. There'll be ones that you regret you missed out on, and there'll be ones that you're so happy that you took. But always make sure it's the latter for the majority. Make the most of the opportunities that you get and never turn it down because you don't think you're good enough. Anyway, guys, I will leave you for today. I hope you enjoy this dropping into your Spotify or wherever it is that you're listening for today. If you want to write to me, please do. If you want to read some of my Sunday musings, my Sunday thoughts, you can sign up to the newsletter in the show notes below. Otherwise, guys, have a great day, great week, and I will speak with you all soon. Cheers.